everyone. It's April and Tony. We're back again this week. We have puppy stories to tell. And of course, we're going to talk to Veronica and ask her a few questions again. I have to say that after the week I had the week before, this is a much better week. I've got Nellie's on her meds. She's not had any more coughing or anything. I think the diuretic has done its job. Biddy is getting ready. She's going to go see Dr. Justin again. I want to get a new blood test on her and see where her kidneys and everything are. We're doing that. And I'm taking everyone, Guinness, Biddy, and Nellie, everyone's going to start getting acupuncture because I do think it is the final step in cementing the good health in a really natural way. I really don't like giving antibiotics and stuff, but sometimes, you know, if they've got a bad infection, you don't have a choice. So I'm going to make sure that everybody gets their medicine, but also they're going to get the acupuncture to help balance that all out because they can become toxic just from taking too many meds, I think. So, Tony, how's my little Kai?
Well, your little Kai turned 1 year today. It's his
birthday
today.
Oh my God. 1 year old.
1 year.
That means he's about seven. That means he's about seven in human years. Perfect age.
Yep. Yep. I introduced him to the dog park. We went to the small side. He walks up to everybody, and it's like you can imagine he's going, "Hi, my name is Kai. What's your name?" You know, it's cute. But I took him to the doctor just for a checkup, and he had a cough. I guess in small dogs, what happens is they have a problem, some dogs, not all dogs, with a trachea.
Yeah, and their snout is so short. Their snout is really short, and it's hard for them to breathe sometimes. That's what they said is causing Nellie's cough, is that she had an infection, and it's because of her snout being what it is, her breathing is choppy when it's normal. That's what the vet told me.
Well, yeah, that's what I heard here, too. And so there's nothing you can do about it. I found that out. There is a surgery, but it's so involved that I wouldn't put him through that. So,
and it costs about $15,000. It costs
$15,000. We don't have that kind of money. Other than that, QQ and QQ are doing good.
I am so glad.
That's our story.
Well, I'm going to go get Veronica.
All right. Hi, everyone, and welcome to the show today. And if you're living on the East Coast, you know, warm weather is coming in. And, you know, for me, it's bittersweet. I like the fall and winter. But anyway, it's warm now. Got some good questions, and I encourage you to write in to innerwhispersradio.com. And that's INNER whispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Our first question is coming from Jasmine. I see so much cruelty in the world. Sometimes it is overwhelming. How can I navigate and help those who may be on the receiving end of any such cruelty?
Well, it's really important to maintain the light within you at all times. You can observe it. You probably have even, you know, felt some cruelty in your life yourself. There's not much you can do about the people who are perpetrating that kind of negative energy. You can't go up to them and say, stop. You know, there's no law in place where they're doing that. But you can be in the arena with your very positive energy and not allow that cruelty to come into you. And sometimes you have to understand that some people are for a season. They're just there for a little bit. And if they're going to be cruel in any way, or you view them being cruel in any way, the best thing to do is not to confront them, but to come into the situation with as much positiveness as you can. Because a lot of times if someone's being cruel, it's probably because somebody was being cruel to them and it triggered them, and they become obnoxious in their energy trying to balance themselves out. That happens a lot. But if you live your life with awareness and you're aware when there is cruelty going on, of course, if you catch somebody in action, of course, you're going to make them stop. But you can't take the perpetrator and make them stop thinking about it or maybe doing it again. So the best option you have is to maintain your own integrity of peace and harmony and emanate that into any situation that is cruel. You must stop the physical cruelty, but you can't stop the person. They're going to go out and do it to somebody else again. But if you come in with this positive energy, they'll have a harder time doing it. And that's the goal, is to eventually get them to stop doing it altogether. But you can be helpful to the person who has received the cruelty to comfort and protect them the best you can.
All right, the next question is coming from Louisa. How can I attract a partner in such a complicated world? Is there a magic formula of any sort, or do I just wait and hope for the best?
Well, it's really important, just like the answer we gave to Jasmine. Your own personal energy is where you should be putting your focus, taking care of it, nurturing it, encouraging your own energy to be as positive as it possibly can be. When you're attracting a partner, you can't focus on the negativity. You have to focus on the positiveness and the beauty of your unique energy, which means you've got to have a happy countenance. You have to have the ability to shrug off all that negativity and not become toxic like the negativity. We think that there's no magic elixir, of course, but you can't just sit and wait for something to happen. You have to make it happen, and make it happen by making your energy as positive and as peaceful and as wonderful as you can possibly make it, because that's your calling card. A lot of people, you never talk to them, but you do feel their energy. And sometimes you feel someone's energy and you go, boy, I like that person. And you decide to engage them. That is something that happens every day. So work on your own energy. Make yourself as positive as you can. If you're coming out of a toxic moment, try to lower your toxicity as much as possible, because that will shine out of your eyes as well. You want someone to meet you and be attracted, not be going, oh, what's wrong with them? So take stock and start working on your own energy. Lose the toxicity and make it as positive as you can. And then be that when you're walking around doing things, going to the store, have that happier energy within you, because it makes you more approachable and it makes it easier to make the connection even with yourself. So try it today and see what happens.
All right. Wayne would like to know, I just became a father. While I'm excited about it, I often feel helpless in making a connection with her. How do I approach fatherhood while avoiding making the parent mistakes, or are mistakes part of the process? I want to be a good dad. Tell me how.
Be present. Be present, front and center, in your daughter's life. Go to her little tea parties. Listen to her when she's telling you about her little stuffed cat. Take her for walks. Hold her. Walk around with her and show her the world. Be present. That is the one thing that a father, a good father, is. Now, yeah, you're going to go through dramatics with your children. Sometimes there's going to be a day or two where it's, you know, not a good day. That happens. But being a good father means you're present. Whether it's good things going on or bad things going on, you are present. So It's a one-word answer, really. Be present in your daughter's life. Let her know that you're there, and let her know that nothing will stop you from being at her side throughout life. Good, bad, or ugly, you're going to be there. Be present.
Okay. Joseph wrote in, there is a lot of talk about achieving peace. Where does one actually start? Is it really possible to participate in living in peace?
Yes, it is possible. You decide that you're going to observe toxicity and you're going to observe negativity, but you're not going to let it knock down the wonderful energy field you have around you, which is positive. Observe the negativity. Don't become part of the negativity. And when you're looking for peace, look inside first. Your soul has a lot of peaceful energy into it. Draw on that. Pray, chant, meditate, and get in touch with your soul. That is the most pristine, unique place of energy for you on the whole planet, your own energy signature. Nurture it. Teach it to be calm and peaceful. And allow that soulful energy to come in and give you what you need to remain peaceful. You can't find peace outside of yourself. You have to start within for it to be fully active and fully be able to help you.
Okay, Veronica, that was our last message or question. If you want to take a break and come back and give the message to the world, that would be great.
Sure. All right.
Okay. Well, I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. Again, I always remind you, if there's more information you'd like to have on any of these questions we had today, feel free to write in to innerwhispersradio.com. And we'll get your question on the air as soon as we can. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. So okay. Today we have a message that's probably a little different. We're going to say to all of you today, stop talking so much. Start listening more. A lot of times when you are connecting with people in the reality, everybody's waiting for their turn to talk, and they don't listen as well as they should. It's always important to know who you're talking to and the energy of why you're talking to them. You've got to focus in on conversations and not just be, you know, talking all the time, because a lot of people talk and don't say anything. So decide today that you're going to start listening so that you can have clearer, more profound conversations. Don't be sitting there deciding what you're going to say next. Really listen to what the person is saying to you and give an appropriate answer by the words they say, not because you have something really important you want to tell them and you're going to, you know, jump over their conversation and start that. Listen. Being on the planet and living a successful linear life means, yeah, you talk, but maybe a little less talk and more listening would be a better choice at this time. Give it some consideration and see how it works for you.
All right. Thank you, Veronica. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. We'll be back with you next week with more questions. Until then, have a good weekend. Bye-bye.